A growing controversy at the main regional university has prompted warnings that university autonomy and academic freedom in the Pacific are under threat. The Vice-Chancellor at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji, Paul Aluwalia, was suspended last week by the Executive Committee of the USP Council over alleged material misconduct. But as Christine Ravoy reports, stakeholders at the regional institution are being urged to act quickly to address the fallout from the suspension.
It's shaping up as the biggest scandal to hit the USP in its 50-year history. Students, faculty and staff at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji, including officials from regional governments, have joined calls for the removal of the executive committee. A former vice-chancellor at Papua New Guinea's University of Technology, Dr. Albert Schramm, says the hiring and sacking of a vice-chancellor is the responsibility of the council and not the executive committee. The Dutch academic says the suspension of Paul Aluwalia has eerie similarities to when he was dismissed in PNG in 2018.
I'm not surprised at all that Vice-Chancellor Aluwalia ran into the same problems that I had, because universities in the Pacific are very close to becoming completely dysfunctional and collapsing. And they don't, in that manner, they are unable to provide a good learning environment for the students and do not contribute to nation building at all.
Kenya-born Professor Aluwalia was barely 2 months into his new role when he made allegations regarding abuse of office and serious mismanagement by his predecessor and the council's leadership group. The claims were encompassed in a yet-to-be-released report by forensic accountancy firm BDO Auckland. Samoa's Deputy Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mataafa is also chair of the USP Council's subcommittee and says Professor Aluwalia's suspension was made by a committee which took over council powers under the cover of COVID-19 emergency regulations.
The latest developments at the university, I find it's quite appalling. I think, the governance which was raised in the BBO report seems to be continuing the way it is. People are behaving in very irregular ways and not following due process.
But USP's pro-chancellor and council chair Winston Thompson says while the professor's suspension is not linked to the BDO report, the executive committee acted within its powers.
The governance instruments under which we operate are clear. The executive committee has the power under the statutes and ordinances of the university to take action in the case that it did. For anyone to claim that it is acting illegally is clearly incorrect.
Albert Schramm says the USP episode leaves a bad taste of corruption and xenophobia and warns the university could succumb to political infighting, as has happened in PNG. Dr. Schramm, who also served on the Council of the University of Papua New Guinea, says Fiji should avoid the fate of PNG universities.
We're used to putting the student experience as the center of all our activities, not the allowances and the appointments of the staff. Now, if you have a heavily politicized university, then the only reason for its existence becomes as a source of income for the staff families. And that's not how it should be.
Meanwhile, a special meeting of the USP Council will be held this week. Nauru President Lionel Angimea has proposed that either Australia or New Zealand organise the virtual meeting rather than having any staff support from the university. In a letter to Mr. Thompson, Mr. Angimea says this is for transparency and security reasons, saying the suspension of Professor Aluwalia must be dealt with at the first possible opportunity. Ko Christine Ravoy, aho.